Our first reading is from the book of Proverbs, which is another example of that writing in the Hebrew scriptures called wisdom literature. It gets this name from the way it presents religious teaching as an ancient inherited wisdom to guide the morally and spiritually inexperienced. Today's reading from Proverbs personifies wisdom as a woman prophesying in the street. And now Barbara will read.
Okay, I don't see it on the screen. Proverbs 1:20-33. Let's listen for God's word. Wisdom cries out in the street. In the square, she raises her voice. At the busiest corner, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gate, she speaks. How long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? What's on here? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you. Because I have called and you refused, have stretched out my hand and no one heeded. And because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when panic strikes. When panic strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind. When distress and anguish comes upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently. They will seek me diligently, but I will not, but will not find me. Because they hated knowledge and did not choose fear of the Lord, would have none of my counsel and despise all my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and be saddened with their own devices. For waywardness kills the simple, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But those who listen to me will be secure and will live at ease without dread of disaster. So ends the first reading.
Thank you. Our second reading is from the letter of James, which has been referred to as Christian wisdom literature for its concern with correct Christian behavior rather than correct Christian belief or doctrine, and for its similarities to the First Testament, the Hebrew Bible wisdom writings, such as Proverbs and Ecclesiastes. Now, in early parts of this letter, the author has emphasized active deeds over passive faith. And today we hear the author's concern about the destructive power of speech. James, if y'all will meet reading from James chapter 3, verses 1 through 12, listen again for God's word. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers and sisters, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For all of us make many mistakes. Anyone who makes no mistakes in speaking is perfect, able to keep the whole body in check with a bridle. For if we put bits into the mouths of horses to make them obey us, we guide their whole bodies. Or look at ships. Though they are so large that it takes strong winds to drive them, yet they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great exploits. How great a forest is set ablaze by a small fire. And the tongue is a fire. The tongue is placed among our members as a world of iniquity. It stains the whole body, sets on fire the cycle of nature, and is itself set on fire by hell. For every species of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by the human species. But no one can tame the tongue, a restless evil full of deadly poison. With it, we bless the Lord and Father, and with it, we curse those who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth with the same opening both fresh and brackish water? Can a fig tree, my brothers and sisters, yield olives or a grapevine figs? No more can salt water yield fresh. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.